It's just, it's such a good show. Shout out to the Pit Orchestra and the crew for being really hardworking people and being awesome. Come see the show.
All right.
Hi, I'm Melissa. I play Irene, and everyone's worked really hard and is very talented, so you should come and see our wonderful production.
Excellent. And last,
hi, I'm Jack. I play Mingo in the Cowboy Trio, and you should come see the show because everyone in it's really great.
Yep.
And, yeah.
All right. Excellent. Pleasure to have you guys on as usual. And
thank you, Big C.
Hey, man, it's awesome. We do this every year. Well, it'll be the 50-year anniversary next year.
Oh,
I don't know what the, I don't know what the music is, but we'll find out. All right. Pleasure to have these guys on. Vincent Arlino says, never say I should have. Start getting your tickets now for Crazy for You. I'll be back again Monday morning, same time, same place. You've been listening to Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Stay tuned for Hands Across Huntington right after this. Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. President Obama goes on the road today to promote middle-class economics. Obama will speak at Benedict College in Columbia, South Carolina. This weekend, the first family will be in Selma, Alabama, to help commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Selma to Montgomery civil rights marches. The attorneys for Michael Brown's family say they are planning to file a wrongful death lawsuit against the city of Ferguson, Missouri. They announced the plan for a civil suit Thursday after the release of a Justice Department report that found no evidence to charge former police officer Darren Wilson in the unarmed teen's death last summer. Federal investigators say actor Harrison Ford reported engine trouble just after taking off from Southern California's Santa Monica Airport, digging through the wreckage to try and figure out what might have gone wrong with Ford's 1942 plane. Legendary investor Warren Buffett says he approaches investing like a reporter chasing a news story. In a video interview Thursday, Buffett said he assigns himself a story about what a company is worth and then goes looking for the facts. This is USA Radio News.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use...
Traumatic breakups have turned to friends, giving them moral support. Licensed marriage and family therapist Dr. Lisa Marie Bobby says staying away from an ex is a great way to help get over them.
Any contact with your ex reinforces this addiction. And the part of your brain that becomes addicted physiologically is at a level that is much deeper than that of, like, the part of your mind that thinks.
Dr. Bobby also says a love addiction can be very unhealthy.
But unfortunately, we don't always develop this addiction to the healthy person.
People dealing with a breakup can now get help from Exaholics Anonymous. You can learn more at exaholics.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
The weather for Huntington County, it is currently 44 degrees and sunny with a high near 46 expected. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low around 29. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day, a slight chance of sprinkles before 8 a.m. and then a chance of showers mainly after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 48. Chance of precipitation for Thanksgiving is 30%. Thursday night, a slight chance of showers before midnight and patchy fog after 1 a.m. On Friday, a chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 52. Then on Friday night, another chance of showers and a low around 40. Saturday, chance of showers before 8 a.m. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 48. It is currently 12:04.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I want to start off with sharing a little bit about an event that took place yesterday and share my gratitude. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce had its annual award breakfast. And I was actually given an award, which really I'm very honored and grateful for Counselor's Chat. It was really a surprise for me, and like I said, a great honor, and I appreciate the Chamber of Commerce for so many reasons. I wish that I was more active in the Chamber. However, because of my schedule as in a private practice, it just does create scheduling issues, so I can't be quite as involved. But one of the things that I do is I do have my show here every week, and that is one of the ways I contribute to the Chamber by promoting the show, and of course doing my show, promoting the Chamber this way. But the other way also is just being, getting the support from them. And so the award was the Tell Me More Award for the most informative chamber radio show, so which really surprised me, and just really I'm very much in awe of that, and just really appreciate the support from the chamber. So with that being said, I want to start talking about my program. And today, with tomorrow being Thanksgiving, I thought, and it's probably something I do every year, is that talking about gratitude and thankfulness is appropriate for the season, for Thanksgiving. And even though we celebrate Thanksgiving once a year, working at having gratitude and thankfulness in our lives every day can have many great mental health benefits. And that is really what I wanted to talk to today. Our brain is really such a fascinating organ. We don't usually think of it as an organ like a liver or a kidney, but it is. And that's because it thinks, as I'm sitting here, my brain doesn't think it's an organ. It's an interesting thing because it's doing its own thinking, and I'm speaking of what my brain is thinking, and it can choose. It can think negative thoughts. It can think positive thoughts. And, for some people who know me, they know that there's times in my life I'm a great negative thinker. Boy, I can do it really, really well. And what I have to do and what I've learned to do is I need to learn, and I have learned, to stop, turn off the negative thinking, and turn on the positive thinking. Start thinking about things that I'm grateful for. And so often I have clients make gratitude lists, and I say to them, I want you to come up with 25 things that you're grateful for. And they look at me as if I've just grown another head. 25 things? Well, if I were to say to you, I'd like you to make a list of 25 things that you're not grateful for, you'd come in with a list of 500 things and say, wow, I got all this stuff that I'm not grateful for. I'm like, really? Wow, can we turn that around and find that many things that you are grateful for? It makes such a difference. Positive thinking adds years to our life. It adds to our health. It adds physical benefits, mental health benefits, relationship benefits, career benefits. It does so much positive and good for us to be grateful that I am almost surprised that we are not all filled with gratitude all the time. Being grateful and having gratitude can actually change our lives. From the negative thinking and nothing good ever happens, to the positive thinking that everything is possible. We go from despair to hope. Speaking of the word hope, gratitude is filled with hope, not expectations. And there's a huge difference between hope and expectations, and quite often people get that confused. For those of you who may struggle with the difference, hope is anything and everything is possible. It's all possible. An expectation means I have a sense of assurance that something is going to happen. I have a guarantee. Expectation has a guarantee. Hope has no guarantee. Therefore, all is possible. So, an expectation, I expect that you're going to be home for dinner at 6 o'clock. Chances are there's a guarantee of that. It's 6:30, I haven't heard from you, and you're not home. Boy, am I angry. If I shift that to hope, I hope you're home at 6 o'clock for dinner. If you're not, I may be disappointed, but I'm not crushed. I'm not devastated. The expectation, again, it holds guarantees attached to it. I expect tomorrow is going to be a beautiful sunny day. I wake up and it's sunny. It's raining. I'm kind of devastated. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I thought it was going to be sunny. My plans are ruined. I hope tomorrow is going to be a sunny day. I have contingencies set up with in case it's not. So hope is, it's softer. Hope is got a greater guarantee behind it. I don't want to use the guarantee, but because there's no assurance. In other words, hope, you know, let's say hope springs eternal. Hope always is always there. Hope is part of gratitude. Because with hope, I can be eternally grateful for the possibility of. With expectations, I'm generally disappointed. And I expect it, but I'm probably not going to get it. So there's some major benefits to gratitude. And, you know, and I was thinking on my way here, Happy Turkey Day. We hear that. Happy Turkey Day. Happy Turkey Day. Really, I don't think the turkeys are very happy. I would think we'd just stick with Happy Thanksgiving, because I just don't think those turkeys are all that happy. Of course, they don't know anymore, but still, that's my little aside. So like I said, there are many benefits when we practice gratitude. And when I say practice, I really mean that. It's a practice. I can choose to practice negative thinking. I can choose to practice positive thinking. Self-awareness. When I recognize that my thinking is all dark and negative and gloom and doom, I can tell myself to stop. And I can choose thoughts of hope and positivity and gratitude. If I want more happiness in my life, if I want better health, if I'm looking for deeper relationships, increased productivity, if those are the things that I want in my life, practicing gratitude is one of the ways to get there. Practicing gratitude is one of the ways to get there. Happier, healthier, better relationships, increased productivity. Really? Wow, gratitude sounds like a panacea of all things wonderful. I make my clients crazy. I say to them, so tell me, what's the opportunity here? They're giving me all this negative stuff, and that's what I say. So, what's the opportunity? Where's the opportunity to change? I don't like change. Yes, but if we look at change as an opportunity to grow, you hear the difference in that? It's an opportunity. Gratitude is an opportunity. So I'm going to take a little commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I'm a licensed professional counselor and have a private practice here in Flemington. And I am talking about gratitude, as it is connected to Thanksgiving. And that we don't need to be only thankful one day out of the year. That we can practice gratitude every day, all year. Every year. And the benefits are great. Emotional benefits for gratitude. I feel better feelings. In other words, my feelings are more positive, more pleasant. In other words, I'm less anxious, less envious, less angry, less frustrated, less annoyed. I'm more resilient, more relaxed, more hopeful. I tend to focus more on happier memories. In terms of my health, when I practice gratitude, my sleep is improved. I don't get sick quite as often. There's an increase in my energy. There's a tendency to even exercise more. All of this leads to a longer life. So it has great effects on my health, positive ones. My personality, when I practice gratitude, I find that I'm less materialistic, less self-centered. There's an increase in self-esteem. There's more spirituality in my life. And I find I'm more optimistic by practicing gratitude. In terms of a career, with gratitude, I'm able to do better management, time management, better at achieving my goals. I improve on decisions that I make. I demonstrate increased productivity. And I actually improve my networking skills. All because I'm grateful. And in terms of my social life, practicing gratitude means that I'm more social. I might be kinder. Well, I would be kinder to other people. I have more friendships and deeper relationships. My marriage is healthier. All of these things are related to gratitude. And all of these things lead to happiness. You know, we have the right to pursue happiness. You know, isn't that funny? The right to pursue happiness may not be based in having a job where I'm making more money and have a bigger house and a faster car. It may mean that I practice gratitude. What a concept. So there are some things that we can do, some things we can put into practice. We can every day sit down and write a gratitude list or make a gratitude journal. 5 minutes a day. You know, we can have several different kinds of journals. I encourage clients to journal all the time. We can have a journal where we're just kvetching, you know, just writing down all of the negative stuff. I'm angry, I'm this and that. I can have that. That might be journal number one. I do that first. And then I'm going to take 5 minutes. I'm going to go to my second journal. And I'm going to say all the things that I'm grateful for. Do you know some studies show that doing this, doing a daily gratitude journal, can increase your long-term well-being more than 10%? That's incredible. And again, it improves health, relationships, emotions, personality, and career. Does that mean you're going to get more money? I don't know about that so much career-wise. But if you're having fun at your job and you're happy at your job, you'll be more productive. If you're more productive at your job, chances are you're going to get a raise or a promotion because you're doing a really great job. The other thing about being grateful is that people like us more. You know, negative Nelly, oh, I don't know, she's such a downer. But grateful Gertrude, we really want to be around her. She's nicer, easier to trust, more social, more appreciative. Gratitude helps us make friends. It helps us deepen our existing relationships. It improves our marriage. My gosh, who married that's out there wouldn't like to hear more things from their spouse about, honey, I'm really grateful for the dinner that you cooked. Sweetheart, thank you so much for cutting the lawn. It looks great. I'm really grateful that you picked up the dry cleaning. You're doing such a wonderful job with the kids. Think about how that builds into the relationship, how it supports the relationship. Gratitude, just saying thank you. Thank you for a job well done. Thank you for going out of your way. Thank you for scraping the snow off my car this morning. Boy, did I appreciate that. And it makes us healthier. It just makes us healthier. Keeping a gratitude journal actually causes, people report, 16% fewer physical symptoms, 19% more time spent exercising, 10% less physical pain, 8% more sleep, and 25% in increased sleep quality. Just think about it. If I'm grateful for things, I'm not going to lay in bed awake feeling anxious about, I should have done this, filled with regrets, why did that happen? Gratitude actually induces a relaxation response. Therefore, it reduces depressive symptoms by 35%. The longer we keep a gratitude journal, the longer we keep depression at bay. There's a study done on counting blessings once a week. That's another way of saying gratitude. It shows that there's a significant decrease in systolic blood pressure. So in other words, blood pressure goes down. And again, improve quality of sleep. Boy, don't we all want a better night's sleep, right? And many studies show that the practice of gratitude has a strong correlation with vitality and energy. Ugh, nothing ever goes right. Why should I even try? Lack of motivation. Nothing ever turns out right. That's, why do I want to participate in life if that's my attitude? However, by fostering that attitude of gratitude, I'm going to be hopeful. I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to look at it as an opportunity. I'm going to see if I could get more done. Like I said, it can boost our career. We have more effective management. It's easier to network. Oh, why should I even call such and such? It's not going to even work out. I don't know. Maybe that person can't help me specifically, but the fact that I made the call, I'm grateful for their time. They may suggest, listen, why don't you talk to Bob Smith? He might be the person. I'm not sure if I can help you with that. But, you know, it's amazing. At the awards breakfast yesterday, I think one of the things that the people that won awards, and there were several of them, including awards for young entrepreneurs, it was their attitude, their can-do attitude. I can get this done. I've got support. I've got people that are there for me. I'm really grateful to my parents. Gratitude. It helps us think more effectively. Do you know that 65% of Americans didn't receive any kind of recognition in the workplace last year? That's a lot. I wonder what would happen if they got, you did a great job. I'm really grateful for your working at my company. Don't you think people would work harder? Of course they would. Gratitude strengthens our emotions. It reduces feelings of envy and jealousy. It helps make our memories happier. Why is that? Well, if I'm grateful in the present moment for what's going on right now in my life, tomorrow, today will be a memory, and it will be a good memory, because today, right now, I've got positive thoughts and I'm grateful for things, and so that makes today a positive memory. Tomorrow. It helps us bounce back quicker from issues that might be stressful. And gratitude really does help develop our personality in life-changing ways. Like I said earlier, gratitude can help us become more optimistic. When we're more optimistic, we're happier. Help us become a less materialistic. Well, when we're less materialistic, I have to have this, I have to have that. Chances are, we're happy with what we have. Makes us more happy. Spiritually, we become more spiritual. Gratitude. I'm grateful for the sunshine. Grateful for the beautiful flowers. I'm grateful for the fluffy clouds. I'm grateful for the winter. I'm grateful for the fire in my fireplace. I'm grateful for the guy that's coming and putting oil in my tank to heat my house. I'm grateful for electricity. I'm grateful for the running water. I'm grateful for the rain. I'm grateful for so many things. I'm grateful for the turkey that I'm going to have at my house tomorrow and all the guests that are coming. More spiritual. Better way of connecting with myself, with people around me, and with the universe. Gratitude helps us become less self-centered. We give more. I'm grateful for what I have. I'm happy to share it because I have so much. My cup is flowing over. What does that do? It helps me become happier. And all of those things, being optimistic, less materialistic, more spiritual, less self-centered, that's going to lead to greater self-esteem. Greater self-esteem. And again, I want to make sure that you understand that self-esteem is not something I get from someone else. That's other esteem. Self-esteem is something that comes from myself. From myself. It's the way I look at the world. It's the way I interact with the world. It's the way I look at myself. If I am optimistic, spiritual, less self-centered, filled with gratitude, I would feel good about me. More self-esteem. That's tremendous. And so the effects on our personality are great with gratitude. It really has a strong correlation with optimism, which improves our health, increases our lifespan. If I say 5 minutes a day, or write 5 minutes a day, a gratitude journal, it's worth it just for the benefits. And I say to my clients, you know, simple things. I have nothing to be grateful for. I can't think of one thing. I see you're wearing glasses. Yeah, yeah, bad eyes. Are you grateful for the glasses? Well, yeah. But I have to pay to pay for them. They're expensive. Are you grateful that you were able to pay for them? Yeah, I really didn't have the money. I had to put on a credit card. Aren't you grateful that your credit's good enough that a bank is going to say, I believe you're going to be able to pay me back, and so here's a credit card? Yeah, but I can't pay it all at once. Aren't you grateful that you have a job or some form of income that's giving you the money that you can even pay the minimum payment on your credit card that the bank has said that I believe that you're going to pay us back, which gives you the opportunity to buy glasses so that you can see? You hear the difference? You hear it? You can attach something positive to everything. We can look at everything from that view that's optimistic. Part of my job as a counselor, I'm a bit of a salesman, or woman as the case may be, but my job is to sell positive thinking. So the negative thinkers come in my office. I'm depressed. I'm anxious. I don't have a good marriage. My life is falling apart. I don't have a good career. I can't stop using drugs and alcohol. Okay. That's all really sad stuff. So my job is to provide tools to shift from negative thinking to positive thinking. You stop focusing on things that don't matter, like stuff, and start focusing things that do matter, like people. One of the interesting things about gratitude that I said earlier is that there's a spiritual component to it. So, spiritual transcendence, okay, in other words, thinking outside of the me's, me, 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 thinking about you, thinking about the universe, thinking about other people, practicing that gratitude. It begins to generate behaviors. These behaviors, and it has nothing to do with being religious, and I sometimes say there's a difference between being spiritual and being religious, is that I want to give back. I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm not going to stay home and eat my turkey. I'm going to donate it. I'm going to go work in a soup kitchen. I want to help other people. People that are having a harder time. It's a spiritual thing that I give to them and I get back, thereby making us less self-centered. Getting rid of the me's. The me, 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 me. It's not about that. The thing is, this interesting thing is, the more I give away, the more I help others, the greater my self-esteem. The more gratitude, the greater my self-esteem. The less self-centered I become. The very act of giving to others is about focusing on others. Now, I'm not talking about this in a codependent way. It's not giving to the others to the detriment of self. You do have to have some self-care, which happens with good self-esteem. I know theirs it is. I know my boundaries. I know my limits. I know how much I can give. I'm not going to give you everything I have and end up homeless. So you're in my home and now I'm homeless. I make a choice of what I can give, how much I can give, how I can give. And it boosts my self-esteem. It decreases my stress. And to be honest with you, it helps us live longer. It actually extends my lifespan from being grateful. Studies show that people who are optimistic live a few years longer than people who are pessimistic. It's correlated again with those positive emotions. Positive emotions, gratitude, increased energy level. So it's not even about the quantity of life, but the quality of life. We see this in many of our wounded service men and women who have overcome the self-pity and shifted from negativity and why did this happen to me and bad things always happen to me to positive. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for the programs that are helping to get my life together. I'm able to give back. You know, there's an 11-week study of 96 Americans who were instructed to keep a weekly journal of gratitude. And it showed that they exercised 40 minutes more per week than the control group. It's kind of an interesting thing. So gratitude helps us exercise more. Boy, doesn't that increase our health, right? And speaking of increasing our health, when we're grateful, we actually bounce back from things a lot quicker. It's kind of a proactive penicillin. I mean, it helps us feel good when we're grateful. And so we're going to heal quicker. And help heal quicker, live longer, more productive lives. Sounds like it's worth it for me. Helps us be kinder to other people. Gratitude. We may have differing opinions on many things. And I can either do one of two things. I can say, I don't want to hear what you have to say. Yeah, you're not thinking the way I think, and it's negative. Negative, negative. If you don't like what I like, negative, 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 negative. Or, I want to hear what you have to say. I'm looking for the opportunity. Maybe my thinking is faulty. Maybe you can give me a piece of information that I wasn't aware of. Maybe I can have an aha moment and expand my thinking. Expand my belief system. Become more inclusive in the way I think because I'm listening to different opinions that I may not necessarily agree with. However, I'm optimistic that I can learn something from what you're sharing. I can learn something. It builds connections in that way. I want to hear your viewpoint. May not agree with it. Nothing says that I have to agree with it, but I want to hear it anyway. It might strengthen my opinion, it might not. But I'm grateful for the differences, and I'm grateful for the choices, and I'm grateful for all the diversities. Gosh, how boring everything would be if it was all cinnamon. After a while, snuff with the cinnamon. I want some chocolate and some vanilla and butterscotch. Are you kidding me? So, that's what gratitude can do. It can help us think more optimistically, open up our channels of experiencing other people. It's proactive. When we practice gratitude, there is a greater chance of bouncing back from hard times. So when we see people who have lost everything in a storm, you know what they say? I am so grateful we walked away with our lives. We can rebuild. Life is not over. Can you believe this? In all the rubble, I was able to find my great-grandmother's wedding picture. Am I grateful for that? Versus, who cares if I found my great-grandmother's wedding picture? Everything else is ruined. It's all lost. It's hopeless. There's such a difference. And this is what gratitude does. It turns things around so we can be hopeful. We can rebuild. We can weather the storm. We can do this. People who have gratitude are less likely to develop post-traumatic stress disorder. people who practice gratitude are less likely to develop post-traumatic stress disorder. There are actual studies. The VA is beginning to recognize that people who come out of the worst, you know, like, why do some get post-traumatic stress and others don't? I mean, here we are side by side on the same battlefield. You get it, I don't. Why not? Attitude of gratitude, good self-esteem. I may have even entered the military with post-traumatic stress from a troubled childhood, which is exacerbated by the wartime experience. Interesting. So we're going to take another little commercial break, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Ceremony Officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Join us every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. for Tune In to Hunterdon here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com, where Chamber President Chris Phelan and Richard G. will bring you all the latest news of what's happening here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and more importantly, what's happening here in Hunterdon County. That's every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
Hi, this is Ruth Altamira Roll. I am back with Counselor's Chat, licensed professional counselor. I've been doing this show for a number of years now, and I started off with saying thank you for the award that I won yesterday at the Chamber of Commerce Breakfast, the Tell Me More Award for the most informative radio show. So I'm very surprised and very grateful for that, and really grateful for all the people that have come out and supported me and supported my show. And I'm still excited. It's actually sitting on my table for a dining room. It's my dining room centerpiece. Again, that's just something I'm just really in awe of having received that. It's something I've never expected. So, speaking of gratitude, that is my topic for today, how gratitude really helps benefit our lives. We could either be negative thinking or positive thinking. And I'm just going through a list of things of how it impacts our lives in a positive way. That we don't have to be thankful only on Thanksgiving. My gosh, that's like, I don't know, 165th of a percent of the days out of the year. And even on Thanksgiving Day, a lot of times people are grumpy and they're grumbling and they're drinking and they're not having a good time, and I don't want to be with Aunt Agnes and all this stuff. And then we stand around the table and we go, oh, we're thankful and let's eat turkey and move on. Let's go watch football and then we're going to yell at the TV because our team isn't winning. And so many families don't even stop to think, really think, on Thanksgiving, the day that's set aside to be grateful, of what we are grateful for. Now, I know in my family, when we do have Thanksgiving, which is every Thanksgiving, we go around and we talk about what we're grateful for. And I am grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my friends. I'm grateful for the roof over my head. I'm grateful for this fantastic country that we live in. I'm grateful for the men and women who put their lives on the line to serve this country, to help us stay free. I'm grateful for our freedom. I'm grateful for so many things. And it's a day that helps us express that. So getting back to some more details about gratitude. Gratitude can help your marriage. I know I mentioned that a little bit earlier. But by practicing appreciation, we actually nag less. Positive expressions, being thankful, showing support, encouragement, and appreciation, rather than disapproval, sarcasm, and cynicism. These things improve a marriage. So keep that in mind. If you're noticing things in your marriage, practice gratitude. Tell your spouse, your significant other, what you are grateful for. And not only today and tomorrow because it's Thanksgiving. Every day. A little note. Thank you for emptying the dishwasher. Thank you for taking out the garbage. Thank you for folding the towels. Thank you for stopping and picking up the milk. Little things. Even if I ask, hey, honey, when you're on your way home, could you stop and pick up milk? Thank you. Thank you for picking up milk. Building a regular practice of gratitude into your relationship is the easiest way to stay away from a breakup or a divorce. My gosh, easiest way. Do you know that gratitude can make you look good? It's more attractive. Gratitude is considered a virtue in most major religions, in most modern cultures. It may not necessarily be sexy to be grateful, but you do gain a lot of respect for it. Because being ungrateful, there's a tendency to be regarded with contempt. Ugh, this person. Never grateful for anything. Remember, gratitude is not a weakness. It's a strength. Anybody could be negative. Gratitude is a strength. I am going to look for the positive things. It's not flattery. Unless you're using it that way. I'm using it to get what I want. No. Gratitude needs to be genuine. It's about acknowledging the kindnesses of others with thanks. Acknowledging the kindnesses of others with thanks. I like that gratitude, grateful, great, big, generous. it can deepen our relationship with our friends and in our marriage and in our relationships, because we all feel better. You want to get your man in your life to do more things for you? Show him gratitude. Tell him you appreciate him. And guys, the same thing. So there's so many benefits to be grateful. And it's not that hard to do. Having a list of, you know, making a gratitude journal, like I said at the beginning of my show. It's not that hard. I am grateful for dot, dot, dot. And I can add to it every day. And it's okay if you repeat. In other words, I'm grateful for my job. I show that every day. I'm grateful for my husband. Every day it's written on there. I'm grateful for my husband. Well, yeah, every day I'm grateful for my husband. I'm grateful for my job every day. It gets you out of that feeling of self-pity. Poor me. Nothing goes my way. I don't know. Look around. Do you have electricity in your house? Do you have indoor plumbing? Do you have eyelashes? There's so many things to be grateful for. My gosh, you know, my local grocery store, every year, if you spend so much money during a specific period of time, you get a free turkey. Boy, am I grateful for that. What a gift. What a gift that my grocery store provides free turkeys to the whole community. And you can choose to take your turkey and donate it to the food pantry, so people who cannot even go and they don't have enough to build up that, you know, $400 of grocery shopping to get their free turkey, they can still go get a free turkey out of the generosity of people's hearts because they are grateful. And giving, that attitude of gratefulness. I'm giving out of gratitude because I have so much I want to share. It enhances empathy and reduces aggression. Grateful people are more likely to have a pro-social manner, behave with kindness. Less likely to retaliate against another. Even if given negative feedback. People who practice gratitude are more sensitive and more empathetic towards other people. Are less likely to seek revenge. So I think the benefits of gratitude are great. And with Thanksgiving just tomorrow, I can't even say around the corner, it's tomorrow, to say I'm going to start Thanksgiving to Thanksgiving. Tomorrow, even today, I'm going to write a gratitude journal every day, things that I'm grateful for. And I'm going to see where I'm at the end of the year, from Thanksgiving 2016 to Thanksgiving 2017. What a task. 5 minutes a day of gratitude. What a challenge for yourself. So I do wish you all a happy Thanksgiving, and I would be remiss if I did not add this to my show today, being it is a holiday with a high tendency for high alcohol intake, high drug intake, against both. However, if you do find that you imbibe a little too much, please, no drinking and driving. I suggest that everyone be responsible for yourself. I am not against a designated driver. However, I would prefer that you just don't drink that much so that you can drive yourself home. So be careful. Don't ruin your holiday because you drank too much. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, licensed professional counselor, your host for today's program. I've got a private practice. You can follow me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat. I would love to see you follow me under Counselor's Chat on Facebook. I have a website, www.altarolecounselor.net. That's Altarol with two L's, counselor, O-R.net. You can find out more about what I do, about my private practice. You can call me at 908-236.